generally assumed that the issur of Amir Lenachri and Shabbos is an issur of Rabbanan. That's referred to the Gemara in the end of Shabbos and Daf Yonam and Aleph. However, there is a Medrash Halacha that gives some of the Rishonim pause to question how simple that in fact is. The Ramban, in the Vishnu Sedra, in Parshas Bo, in the Pasuk, Kom Lachal Lo Yaseh Behem, the comments on what Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, appears Rashi, Afilu Aydei Echeirim, first page of the Mar Mekamah. So Malacha may not be performed on Yantiv, even by others. Lo Havinosi Zeh. Who are these Acherim? The Pasuk tells you other people aren't allowed to do Malach and Shabbos. Im Acherim Eli Yisrael, if there are other Jews, Heim Asimus aren't allowed. So the other Jew can't do Malach and Shabbos anyway. Nothing to do with you. He can't do Malach himself. Then Ani Musa B'Malachti Shalos Asal Yado. There's no, it's not an extra lab that he can't do Malach and he can't do Malach himself anyway. Elishim Matos of the Isser Musa Lamanei Le'iver. And if you're making him do it, or fooling him, or causing him to do my mistake, that's what's neiver. The emachem halal v'gayim, for talking about non-Jews, ain't adam v'tar v'tar al malach v'shel gar klal. So Amir Lenachri is not an issur d'oraisa, lo b'yantar lo b'shabbos, ala sheyesh v'shvus v'divayim v'amir shalonu. That's in Marvish of Kodin Shabbos, that's only an issur d'rabbanan. Ala masasi v'mechilta, maybe not so pashit. Kom lachol bo yeyaseh behem, Lo sa'asa atah, lo ya'asa chavercha, lo ya'asa goy melachcha. So there's a chilta that says, you can't have a goy melachcha for you. Sounds like that's an isser daraisa. Ramban says, it must be, that's an asmachta. It can't be that it's really an isser daraisa. We know it was more on Shabbos, it's only a shlus. It must be that pasuk, according to the chilta, is only an asmachta. That's a kanim, on the bottom here, has a second shot. Inani, Ayde Echeirin, the Perish Rashi, it's a Lomar, Ayde Beno, Vita Bakatanim. Talking about, do Malacha through your children, having your children do Malacha for you, who are Katanim. The Alpha Gab, Dinafak, Nibos, Atakam Malacha, Atabin Chalitacha, even though we know from the Atharta Dibros that you can't have your minor age children do Malacha for you. Hanimi, Vashabas, Chamiri, Surei, So you might have thought that it's only us to have your underage children do malacha for you on Shabbos. Maybe it's Mudra and Yantiv. That's why you need the extra pasuk, the drash of the Mechilta, to tell you that you can have your malacha done al yidei bana v'vito akitanim, even on Yantiv. Fine. There is the Reyim in Siman Kuf Yigimel. It sounds like, in fact, the Isser of Amir Lenachri is Minotoro, even in that Urayim, it's possible to understand that there's still probably in a machlokas in the Mechilta, and maybe we pass in like Judea that it's the Rabbanan, even if there is such a Judea that it is the right. So the Rabban of Parshas Yisro has another interesting possibility. On the Atharos HaDibros there, the Ramban says, Al Derech HaPshat, what does it mean? You can't do Malacha v'Gerach HaShiv HaSharecha. So Parshas Pshat, you would have thought, Gerach HaSharecha is talking about a Gerach HaSharecha. And a lot of times in the Torah we have a reboy to be marba gerasetic, have to figure out what the havamina that you would have thought a gerasetic is executed. Fine. And Ramban says, no, derech apshat, the gerach hashem v'sharech is referring to a geratoshev. So you can't have malacha done ayide geratoshev. A geratoshev doesn't keep Shabbos, he's a goy gomer. Keep seven mitzvahs. Doesn't keep Shabbos. According to that, the Ramban is saying, al derech apshat, in the Aseret HaDibros, there would be an issur d'oraisa of Amir LeGeratosha. Amir LeNachri is only an issur d'rabbanan. Amir LeGeratosha could be an issur d'oraisa. And the Shechta points out that there's a Tosfos in Yelamis like that, in Menuches Amud Beis, that the issur of Amir LeGeratosha is an issur d'oraisa. The Shechta thinks maybe that's the Ke'en d'oraisa for Amir LeNachri. Every d'rabban needs a Ke'en d'oraisa, so the Ke'en d'oraisa for Amir LeNachri is Amir LeGeratosha, which could be d'oraisa according to the Ramban's understanding of the pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros. Fine. So with that introduction, talk a little bit about the exclusion of the Yitzhak of Amir Lenachri and the Rabbanon, the Makom Mitzvah. The Rambam writes, Perek Zav Shabbos Halachatas, Davar She'eino Melacha, Ve'ein Asir La'asos V'Shabbos El Mishem Shvos, So that which is only nisa d'rabbanan on Shabbos, mutter liyisol lomer l'nafi l'asos to the Shabbos, v'hu sheyesh ha-mitzvah choli. So you're allowed to have a nachri, tell a nachri to violate a nisa d'rabbanan for you if it's either mitzvah choli, oh yeah, tzarech l'dav v'tzarech harbe, or there's a pressing need, oh m'nei mitzvah, or for a mitzvah. So you somehow have a formulation instead of tzarech gadol, as Malcolm Hesed, there's Gilberstein, one of his early Sfarim, one of his earliest Sfarim is on Mil Menachri, so he says that these three exclusions, the mnemonic is Matzah, Mitzvah, Tzar, and Hesed. Okay, so we'll focus today on Mitzvah. Ketzad, Halacha Yud, Omer Yisrael Menachri, Mishabes, Lalos, Ilan, Eloshet, Alpnei, Amayim, today, lavi lo shofar. So if you need a shofar to perform a mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a nachri to go climb a tree, which is only an issa de rabbanan to get you the shofar. Al saka l'mila. Or maybe lo mechas v'chasa shein e'ir b'neihem, nisar asa de rabbanan, ma'im chanim, v'harkit v'em katan, u'mistar, v'chein kol, kayote v'azeh. Okay, so how does the Rambam know this? How do we know that you have these exclusions where a derabbanan of a mir l'nachri is permissible on a malacha derabbanan, shlus b'makom mitzvah? The Magnishner points out, the Rambam learned this from the Sugan Erevin Samach Zayin of the Shabbat Chamimi, situation where you have a mila performed on Shabbat, hot water spills, you're allowed to have enough violate nisa derabbanan to get you the hot water necessary for the baby. The Gemara says, why is that the case? The Gemara says, Shani ben shlus isbe mitzvah, Lebein Shvus to Lesser Maisa. There's a difference between having a Nafri perform a Shvus to Itzvei Maisa as opposed to performing a Shvus to Lesser Maisa. What's a Shvus to Itzvei Maisa? What's a Shvus to Lesser Maisa? So the Rambam and Rav Yisharim assume Shvus to Itzvei Maisa means an Itzvei Deraisa. Shvus to Lesser Maisa means an Itzvei Derabban. So you're allowed to have a Nafri perform a Malacha Derabban, an Itzvei Derabban. That's Shvus to Shvus. The Malcolm Mitzvah. Tosfos here is of the opinion, or Tosfos in Gittin Dafes, is of the opinion that no, that whole heter of the Shabbat Chamimi is limited to a case of Nila. A special dispensation when it comes to Nila, but there's no Kol Torah Kula, or no across the board dispensation of Shvus B'Shvus, the Malcolm Mitzvah, or the Malcolm Tzarech Gadol. And then in the other extreme, you have the position of Ala Iter, which the Applied might come back to. Which we don't b'chachir rely on, but there may be circumstances where the Rama says you do rely on the Baal Eitzah. The Baal Eitzah allows performing even a malacha d'araisa, i.e. the nachri b'makom mitzvah. So he understood, the Baal Eitzah understood Nila, Memtes, and Aleph in the pagination of the Baal Eitzah. He understood that shvus isbe maisa versus shvus lesbe maisa means a higher grade shvus versus a lower grade shvus. A higher grade shvus, a shvus with an action, literally yisre maisa, a shvus the lesre maisa is a shvus aide amira. So a drabanan that only involves amira l'nachri is a lower grade drabanan because it's not a full-fledged action, it's only a verbal expression. So that's a lower grade shvus, and that's mutter l'tarach mitzvah even for a daraisa. That's the position of the Baal Haidah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the parameters of Tzarech Mitzvah in the context of Amir L'Nachri for Shabbos. Take a look at the next page of the Mamre Chumash, Simin Shin Zayin Tzif Hei. The Chabad writes, based on the Rambam we just read, Tzarech She'enu Malachav Einu Asir La'asos to the Shabbos El Nishin Shvus, Mutal Yisrael Lomer Leinu Yehudi La'asos to the Shabbos, Rishiyah Shem Mitzvah Soli, She'eh Tzarech L'Dover, Tzarech Harbet, Nei Mitzvah. And he gives examples of the Rambam. The Yesh Osir, the Yesh Osir in Tosfos, that the heter of Shvus, Shvus, and Malcolm Mitzvah is limited to Mila and doesn't apply across the board. Fine. Yaakov Emden is Bar Gemur Tzia. What's the case here of Shofar and Shabbos? We never blow Shofar and Shabbos. The Poshet side is that the Mechaber is just quoting Lashon and Rambam. The Rambam is talking about a case or in a time where you did blow shofar on Shabbos, not necessarily halacha l'maisa. Master Shackle talks about, and they were talking about a case where you're getting in a Shabbos to blow the next Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Hashanah too. The Pasha Chat is that it's not necessarily a halachah like example. That's the Rambam's example. But interestingly, even though the Mishnah points it out, even though the Makaber here quotes a Yesh Osra in the position of Tosfos as a second day of that. There's no heter of shvus to shvus and makom mitzvah outside of Mila. The Mechaber elsewhere in Hilchos Shofar doesn't even quote it as a Yesh Omer. If you take a look in two pages later, Simon Tuf Kuf Tevav, Yesh Tuf Aleph, the Mechaber has the allowance of having an Afi ring a Shofar on Shabbos, shvus to shvus and makom mitzvah, and there's no mention of a Yesh Osrim that says anything else. And as far as the other example in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch of having an offer to carry the hot water with Tzaruf Mila through a Chatzar Shedim B'Rabbis and Isra D'Rabbanon, which Shmir Shabbos points out, Perek Lamed, that you're allowed to have a non-Jew carry a sitter for you in a Karmelis if you don't have access to a sitter in the Shul. That's another case of Shvus D'Shvus for Makom Mitzvah, where the Isra Tzah is only an Isra D'Rabbanon. Take a look now at the Ramah in Simon Shin Kapei to Ithyud. Give me a few pages. Shin Kapei to Ithyud. Chai was talking about benefiting from the lacha done by Anachri where it wasn't done with Tzaruf Yisrael. And then the Ramah says Yesh Makilim V'Omrim Da'atim Huva Derech Rishitha Rabim Tzaruf Yisrael Mutil Adim Lishtos Behem Hol V'Efshar Leilis Sham V'Lishtos. That if Nachri did a malacha, but the malacha of the Nachri wasn't necessary in order for you to benefit, so then there's what to rely on to benefit from that malacha. Yesh Vatir Nachri Chafila, Chaynogu, Hesher Lomer, Afro Chafila, Leina Yehudi, Lahavi Sheikh, Rashar Dvarim, Dar Karmelis, Abu Erev, the Afro Vishesh, Hakim Rizavi, Mikam Makam, and Lukha, the Adam Akilim, so Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Tzak. Fine. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Tanakh Beis. So the Ramah is not so excited about this hatter. If you're having enough to carry things for you outside, the Makom She'ein Erev, the Yitzhar Tzad Rabbanan. Here there's no Tzaruf Mitzvah, correct. But the Ramah says, "Bikal Makom Ein Limchos Yadim Akim with Tzaruf Shabbos." So what's the Tzarech Shabbos that the Ramah says that you shouldn't be, you don't need to be Mochadah. Says in Mishabrua, Kasav Achronim, you call Makom, Ein Lahakel, Ela B'Sheikhar, V'Chayotze B'Zeh, Me'advar Matik M'Shabbos. When do you have license to be Mekel to have a Nachri, Violin, Yisra, Tzadir, Abanon, the Tzarech Shabbos? That's something that's essential. Something that you could the koshi manage without, but it's difficult to manage without. Aval, varim she'ein tzrichim kol kach, things that you don't need so much, kagon, peiros, v'chayotze bazeh, fruit, ein l'hakel. Afilim rotza l'sanig v'emakal v'shabbos. So essential, that if you're missing your essentials for your Shabbos Uda, so then you can have enough to carry for you. Violation is to the Rabbana, but if it's only for dessert, or fruit, then the Mishnah doesn't think you have license to be made. Correct. So now look back at Sukkot and Samach. The opposite is a hafmir. The nikam shvus to shvus, ematir and the chachila rak with tzarech gadol, olad var mitzvah gemura, tigon shu tzarech hamashka lekiddush, olahavi atash alacham shulchan lusim l'shabbos. So there are three gradations here. There are things that are totally not necessary, like the dessert. So that, there's no ground to be negel at all, even you should be mocha. Then you have things that are with Torah Shabbos, like Sheikhar, where there is a Torah, and you could get around and get by without it. So there are emochen. And if you have something that is more essential, like Mashka v'Kiddush, or the main course, so that you have license l'chachila under the circumstances to rely on Shur v'Shur for Malka Mitzvah. So you have to figure out exactly where you draw the lines. What is more critical and what is less critical? Right? The Mishnah Berurah says the Yayim HaKiddush and Ha'afut. What about Lechem Mishnah? So Zilberstein in the Sefer Melachim HaMayich isn't sure about Lechem Mishnah. He thinks he's noted that to be Mako, that's also considered an essential. But he says if you're Machmir for the Minig of the Re of having 12 Chalos. So then he doesn't think you have enough to bring the extra 10. In Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kol's Inwa Sefer, Anam Yerlan Achri, he quotes from Rav Gustanin that even though the Mishnah Berurah says Tav Shel Chan, that's Lav Dafka. If your main course happens to be cold, then that's also an essential. If you're missing the main course, even if the main course is cold, you're missing the fish, so then that's also considered an essential for the food, or for the meal. It goes from your Scheinberg, that if a person doesn't like meat, but he only likes kugel, so that's a staple of his Shabbos meal, so then you could have enough to drink kugel. If you're missing the kugel, you're really hard to generate a rabbit or a caramelist without an air. But he quotes from Ramosha. Ramosha thought kugel was not an essential, and salad was not an essential, dessert not an essential. Yeah.
Right. One
lesson
he would allow.
Right.
But
I think that's true, that you can't have Marv with Shirin. He's Mako. He raises the question. He thinks he's not Tolaco. Yeah, okay. It's a mitzvah. Right, one you definitely need, and Lechem Mishnah is a, I don't know if it's mitzvah, but a kiyum. Is every kiyum a mitzvah? Do you think that's a mitzvah? It doesn't really show it as tzayuchah. There is no tshuva the Chavis Yair, which you have here in the end, Tim and Kuf Zavav. Chavis Yair was asked whether the only minyan available is on the other side of the river, and to get there you need to take a ferry. So are you allowed to have a non-Jew ferry you over the river to get to a minyan on Shabbos? So Chavis Yair is inclined to Aser. He writes, Mikol Mokom, Reidam L'Fal Basara Eino Mitzvah Kulei Hai. The davening with the minyan is not such a mitzvah. B'maril hechof eirvin gabi eim arvin rak v'davar mitzvah v'lefal basara kil milelech l'nishta nisuin. Maril says that we assume you're only allowed to make an eirv chumim with var mitzvah, and davening with the minyan is not considered var mitzvah, minyan eirv chumim. Chalil lanu l'ma'eit the mitzvah sasei shal b'nikdashti v'sof b'nei yisrael shikadish y'barcha basara In kolzeh eino nifas asay deram yaleha gam lo nifato in yam alkusa. So even though davening the minyan is such a great thing, but he doesn't think that it rises to the level that would allow amira lenachi. So the Zohar just points out that's a little bit hard to swallow, that you're allowed to rely on amira lenachi shuas the malka mitzvah to bring the kogel or the cholin, but you can't rely on amira lenachi to get you to minyan. He finds that a little difficult to understand. So that may be an Isser Daraisa. That driving car is an Isser Daraisa. Ferry is only an Isser Darabana. So, but either way, he points out that the Prima Gadim definitely argues on the Chavis Yair, because the Prima Gadim writes in Simon Tafre Shigimel, Eshel Avram, Tafat and Chas, Tafre Shigimel Chas, Laver B'Shabbos Tzina Katana L'Dvar Mitzvah, Mitnayin L'Dvar Mitzvah, Minyan. So there he writes that if to drive the ferry yourself, that we don't allow. But a shvus to shvus, it sounds like you would allow. So he thinks the prima gadim is probably the halacha against the chavis yair anyway, and this may be totally on how you view the chi of the davening with the minyan bechlal, which is not really our topic now. You can read Dr. Weissman's forthcoming sefer that has a piece on this. Is it out yet? Oh, wow. Okay. We'll read it afterwards. Fine. So we referenced earlier the position of the Bala Itter. So the Bala Itter does make it into Shulchan Aruch. Only, yeah, I think so. So take a look at Simon Reish Ayin Vav. Going back a couple pages. If base. The Ma writes, Nogu Rabbim Lahakel Vedavar Lisavas Leino Yehudi Lahalik Neiros Asarosuda. So many were Mako to tell a Nachri to light candles with Sarah Hasuda and Shabbos, Mlacha de Raisa, with the Frat and Suda Chas and Amila, the Ein Mocha Biadam, and Namas Mocha. That's the position of Baal Iter, that you're allowed to do Amila Nachri even on Mlacha de Raisa with Sarah Nitzvah. Now, even if you don't assume like the Bala Iter, there are situations where Amir Lenachri and a Deraisa is permissible. The most classic case, or the most obvious case, is a Cholish Yesh Vosakana, even a Cholish Eim Vosakana, where you could have a Cholish Eim Vosakana, you're allowed to have a Nachri do Malacha. Yishav Eretz Yisrael, you have the Gemara in the beginning of Kitten, you're allowed to have a Nachri write up the contract for sale of land in Eretz Yisrael. And Tzolos Kitzvei Kodesh also, you could have a Malacha do, you have a Nachri do Malacha Deraisa for Tzolos Kitzvei Kodesh. So there is a model of situations where Amir Lenachri is permissible even on a Malacha Deraisa. So the Baal Iter sends that to a Sarach Mitzvah. So that's what the Ramah says, that he's commenting on a minhag that existed or practice that many were Mako. The Yesh Lahachmer B'Malchim Shein Sarach Gadol. But we should be Machmer against the Baal Iter unless there is a Sarach Gadol. So I will post him Cholkim Al Sarach Zu. Says in the Shavura Shavkat and Kaptalid, Ushallah hithmir afusar gadol, Ushallah rejects the Baal Iter mikol vakol. Ushakein ra'a noagin yekehilos tashulos. And he saw that that was the practice in many chashulos kehilos. Sheyoshim v'chashecha v'motei Shabbos, afilu v'chasana, ad she'amra kal barchu. That they would sit in the dark motei Shabbos, even with a lot of people there, even the Sudas Chasana, until Shabbos is over. Okay, Noga, Gona, Rash, Kesha, Yisod, the Metzal, Sudas, Lishis, Kimagod, and Mitzadi, Lahaki, Lahalik, Idein, and Yehudim, Mose, Shabbos, and Torah, Mitzvah, Avki, Shadayim, Ben, Shmoshos. Fine. The Benodim, Yehuda, the Mishabura quotes this in Hilchot Yom Kippur, Tim and Tosh, Reish, Kaf, Deiz, Se'if, Katan Gemel, Tafresh Katan, so Katan Gemel. And Rabbi Yehuda noted that in his time, people would have the Nachum Kana light candle during the Elam, even before Vienna's Russia, because it was getting dark. Don't care if you're having a show. They had Nachum Kana light candles. So Rabbi Yehuda thought that was wrong. Of all days of the year to rely on kulas, Yom Kippur shouldn't be that day. So the Rebbe very strongly rails against this practice, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The things are a little bit easier than they used to be, because it used to be every light was a Malacha D'Oraisa. And nowadays, most of the lights we use are only a Malacha D'Oraisa. Anyway, with Asher Shita, that would be notwithstanding. Most assume that that's only Malacha D'Rabbanan, and other forms of the many assume that fluorescent is only D'Rabbanan. The more modern light bulbs that after Obama banned the incandescent bulbs, all we have are D'Rabbanan. It's hard. You used to tell a gay rift candidate after the college office to turn on the light, but if you need a Malacha D'Rabbanan, it doesn't help anymore. Turning lights on D'Rabbanan. Folks can discuss. Air conditioning, if you assume air conditioning is the right term, most of us would assume it's the Rabbana. So if Yashiv is a Shuvah, that even if everyone in the Beis Medrash is sitting in the summer, you can't have enough to turn the air conditioning, because that's what a Meilas Batar is. You should literally sweat over it. You shouldn't rely on the Yelanafi in that case. Rav Avadya is a Shuvah, Chela Gimel, Yabi Omer, Simon Kaf Gimel. He writes when he got to Egypt, he saw that how do they chesh when the Mishnah there who donated one on Shabbos? Had a Nachri sitting in the side room who would write down all the pledges that people shenadered on during Kriyas HaTorah. So Rashi doesn't like that. But he says that he didn't think it was necessary to make such a fuss about it. Maybe they're relying to some extent on the Baal Yisrael.